ambient evil has now reduced. It used to be up around 45. I couldn't stay in the room. And now it's back down around 12 where I can handle it.
Yeah. A friend of the show, who I will not mention, is a law professor who's involved in this. And I'm sure you actually know him. I didn't realize that you would, but it's a friend of the family here, had said, the evil is going to go down. This was about a year ago. And I said, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say his name. I said, you know, I don't know. And I understand that there's opportunities for art and culture and tracing and contracts and all these things. I said, right now, I just think it's a little too high for me. And this is before energy prices went up. This is before energy crisis that we're all facing. And he said, I assure you, I cannot tell you, but I assure you next year you'll feel differently about this. And when I saw this, the convergence, as they call it, I thought, oh, this is what he was talking about a year ago.
I mean, I have to say, I hate first mover situations, and many of the financing schemes are based on that. That you get a group of people together and now we own something and the newbies pay us to get involved. To me, that's racketeering. Again, if we come back to the things that interest me, it's the recognition that there are these giant stacks of money already there in the world. And they're, let me put it this way. I'm interested in not in philanthropy that maintains the social relations of dominance, but there are, I think, a very small subset of people who hold these resources who would actually like to see autonomous, locally grounded groups build their own sustainability and not have to come back to the philanthropists. Yeah. I think there are philanthropists. You know, there's some phrases out there. You can do hashtag exit to community, which is a movement to take basically capitalist enterprises of different sorts and presumably including philanthropic energies and return them or give them up to community governance solutions.